Republican hasn't won statewide office with greater than 47%. That goes back to Tim Pawlenty in 2006. Yep. In 2014, you had 44.51%. What are you going to do this time that's actually going to show that you can deliver a majority?
Well, there's a couple things. Number one, we don't have a third-party candidate, independent party candidate. It's a former Republican. We didn't 4 years ago. So that was 4 points right there. And we don't have an independent party candidate at all. So one of us is probably going to get right around 50 or just over 50, because the two independent party candidates are minor party candidates. And the other big difference is there's no incumbent this time. It's completely different. And I can tell you, I spent 12 days at the fair in 2014, and I'm going to spend 12 days at the fair in 2018. The attitude of voters this year is night and day from 4 years ago. I had an awful lot of people 4 years ago come up to me and say, "Jeff, I really like you. I like what you have to say. But things seem okay right now in Minnesota. Why would we change horses in midstream? I'll think about it, but I'm not sure." I'm not hearing that from anybody right now. We've got Democrats who are coming up to the table, lots of union workers, private sector union workers, who are coming up to the table saying, "We got to do something different. It is time." So I think there's an attitude right now and an expectation of voters that is just dramatically different from 4 years ago.
Okay, 2 years ago, Donald Trump got 44.91%. So there's not been a Republican that's carried the state over 20 years. Yep. I mean, really, how do you think it's going to be you?
Because I think the people are looking for something different than what they've been looking for in a long time. I feel it out here. I hear it out here. And, you know, I've been here a lot, and I've been here a lot in the past. And the energy out there for real change, and I represent change, and Tim represents a third term for Dayton, is pretty dramatic.